This guy is the hero, the main character, the central focus, the axis around which the narrative spins. They might not like to admit it, but to a certain extent, the entire story they live in is about them. And that guy next to them is the Lancer, the hero's closest narrative foil. Best friend, second in command, right-hand lieutenant, rival, trusted confidant, occasional nemesis, sometimes all at once. Unsurprisingly, they can be a bit of a mess. But this mess is worth analyzing because Lancers frequently end up being some of the most interesting and fun characters in a story. TV Tropes calls these characters Lancers because in the Middle Ages, Lancers were professional cavalrymen who fought with lances but weren't necessarily knights, just as skilled but less appreciated, just like the characters that fit the name. The Lancer is usually the hero's second in command, the one who takes charge of the rest of the menagerie when the hero's not available. Since they're the hero's foil, they often have one of the closest narrative relationships and one of the richest character dynamics. The shipping is, of course, a natural consequence. But while they're foils, they don't have to be strictly opposites. Lancers and heroes can often have a lot in common, but there are always points of contrast between them. An optimistic hero might have a pessimistic Lancer, a passionate hero might have a more stoic Lancer, or vice versa. In fact, sometimes it's easier to draw contrast between two characters who are fundamentally pretty similar. A hero with fire-themed elemental powers probably has a Lancer with, like, ice-themed powers. While they do contrast, they both have the starting point of has elemental powers, which is a pretty big similarity. But these are all surface-level traits, since Lancers, as foils to the more central heroes, don't have strict limitations on what character qualities they can have. While the Lancer stereotype is a surly, jaded snarker who challenges the hero's decisions, there's a lot of ways to be a foil, and correspondingly, there's a lot of popular Lancer variants. The Challenger is the Lancer category we generally default to, a Lancer who exists to challenge the authority of the hero. If the hero makes a decision, the Lancer will question it. If the hero slips up, the Lancer will make fun of them for it. Given the slightest excuse, the hero and Lancer will clash, sometimes into a full-on fight. This sometimes culminates in an arc where the Lancer gets to stress test how well they've managed without the hero. Either the Lancer goes rogue and strikes out on their own, or for one reason or another, the hero is unavailable and the Lancer has to be the leader. Either way, this doesn't usually go well for them. The primary benefit of a narrative foil is that their dynamic with the foiling character reveals more interesting sides of both characters involved, and in this case, the Challenger shows how the hero responds to friendly or not-so-friendly adversity. Former villains usually end up turning into this character, and they're also pretty likely to temporarily go villain again. On the complete opposite end of the Lancer spectrum is the Lieutenant, the hero's trusted second-in-command. They support the hero, trust their authority, respect their decisions, and naturally lead when the hero's not there. The Lieutenant is loyal and often unquestioning, a rare trait in a Lancer, but an excellent quality in a right-hand man. Personality-wise, the Lieutenant is often quite stoic, but they can also lean into the snarky deadpan. If the hero is a bit more goofy and irresponsible, they're probably a model of professionalism, but if the hero is a responsible commanding officer, the Lancer might play a little more fast and loose with the rules of engagement. Basically, one of them has to be willing to bend the rules to get things done. Mid-range on the Lancer scale is the vitriolic best friend, the Lancer who's the hero's bestie. Loyal where it counts, but more than willing to backsass or butt heads with the protagonist, this Lancer might sometimes struggle with jealousy or an inferiority complex, playing second fiddle to their best friend, but more often than not, they're very supportive of the hero, especially when they need real talk or tough love. These Lancers are more likely to be boisterous and goofy and are very disinclined to turn on their friend. However, they are pretty susceptible to being kidnapped and/or brainwashed by the bad guys, which can be a bit of a downer. Then there's the life partner, a Lancer very close to the hero. Like the vitriolic best friend but without the vitriol, like the lieutenant but more personal, roommates, siblings, besties, love interests, whatever the specific, these two are incredibly close. Contrasting personalities produce foiling, but these characters are very unlikely to butt heads outright. Instead, they play off each other, working to each other's strengths as they take on the world together. Not uncommon in dynamic duos. The other common dynamic duo Lancer is the apprentice, a Lancer who is apprenticed to the hero. This Lancer is a hero in training, being mentored by a hero with more experience. Along with whatever other foiling traits they might have, their inexperience serves as a contrast against the more experienced mentor hero. Apprentice Lancers are sometimes frustrated by their unbalanced power dynamic, but more often than not, it's generally pretty sedate. In superhero duos, the sidekick is typically an apprentice Lancer. Now, what's interesting about the Lancer hero dynamic is that sometimes it's not consistent which one the hero is. Foil relationships go both ways. So in stories without single definite heroes, sometimes more than one Lancer might end up in a mutual Lancer relationship, where which one is the hero and which one is the Lancer switches off depending on the story. Obi-Wan and Anakin are kind of mutual Lancers in Clone Wars, where depending on who the focus character is for an arc, the other one comes across as either a vitriolic best friend Lancer or an apprentice Lancer. Captain America and Iron Man also often share this dynamic, as which one is the leader can vary situationally, and when one is in the spotlight, the other one will serve as their Lancer. Now, regardless of what flavor of Lancer a character might be, their role in the narrative is pretty consistent. They exist to challenge the hero. Not necessarily to directly oppose them, but to confront them. Watson is a Lancer to Holmes, and he never opposes him on anything, but by questioning him, he prompts Holmes to walk us through his thought process and reveal more interesting sides to his character. Without Watson, Holmes wouldn't explain anything. He'd be a black box. The Lancer isn't an antagonist, but they still challenge the hero. To explain themselves, to teach them, to be a better leader, to make difficult decisions, and sometimes to fight them IRL. The Lancer makes the hero more interesting by giving them more opportunities to show themselves off. off. Fundamentally, the Lancer exists to highlight the hero. And that's actually kind of depressing, isn't it? A character whose entire purpose is to enrich another character. Maybe just as qualified to be the hero, but not the hero. Not the chosen one, not the true king, not the warrior of legend. Maybe just as good, but still not good enough somehow. And while some Lancers take that in stride, others don't handle it quite so well. It is very common for Lancers to end up frustrated with their position in the story. Whether they're upset that the hero is the chosen one, that power creep is set in and they can't catch up anymore, or just that they don't get taken seriously, Lancers often build up a hefty dose of resentment against the world at large and the hero specifically. A grumpy Lancer might challenge the hero for their protagonist status, or get cranky about their place in the team and strike out on their own, or otherwise get mad and disrupt the status quo. This is most common with challenger Lancers for self-explanatory reasons, although apprentices and vitriolic besties are also susceptible. Probably the best example I've seen of this specific kind of character crankiness came in the 2011 Thundercats reboot, a show evidence suggests only I watched. In that show, the hero is Lion-O, heir to the throne and sword-wielding chosen one, and his Lancer is his older brother Tigra, who is taller, stronger, cooler, funnier, more badass, better liked, more popular with girls, and generally way more qualified for heroism than him. However, Tigra has two strikes against him. One, he was adopted into the royal family, and when the formerly childless royal couple had a little baby heir, he got handily ousted from the line of succession, and also lost his mom in the process. And two, despite all those badass qualifications, Lion-O gets chosen by the sword and ends up as the designated hero as a result. While this never really boils over into a full-on dramatic confrontation, the character dynamic built on this complex mutual resentment is very interesting, and it eventually chills out into a more mutually supportive thing once they both work out some of their insecurities. But for a more simple example that did boil over into a fight, Dragon Ball Z's Vegeta started off as a full-on villain, made a slow slide into not technically the problem right this minute, gradually transitioned into reluctantly not a villain anymore technically, and then had a midlife crisis and slammed back into villainy at Mach 4 because he thought not trying to fight Goku 24/7 was draining his Saiyan pride. Goku's habit of constantly getting more and more ridiculous power-ups really got to him, and he decided that having a family and not being evil were distracting him from the most important thing in his life, fighting Goku. He eventually got over it with a dramatic heroic sacrifice, and after getting all the evil out of his system, he kind of settled into cranky heroism for all subsequent installments, but being Goku's Lancer meant he was only ever going to be second best, and no matter how strong he got, he couldn't stay stronger than Goku, so he had a crisis about it. But while Lancer-induced existential crises are fairly common, Lancers also have a bunch of other staple arcs. Challenging the hero isn't their only role. Lancers are also expected to step in and play roles the heroes can't. Some heroes are very trusting, for instance, and if a new ally or team member might secretly be a spy or working for the bad guys, it's the Lancer's job to be suspicious and confrontational while the hero is busy being a trusting ball of sunshine. And meanwhile, if the hero is having personal problems, like a darkest hour crisis or some other unpleasant character development, it's the Lancer's job to help them out and be their voice of reason while they get themselves sorted out. Similarly, if the hero is out of commission or otherwise unavailable, the Lancer gets the fun job of wrangling the other protagonists and trying to get things sorted while the hero gets things under control. In fact, in general, if there's something that needs doing that the hero is unable to do for moral or personal or broken bones reasons, the Lancer will do it instead. This is why there's a lot of overlap between Lancers and token morally gray teammates. When something needs doing, but it would be wrong or bad for the hero to do it, the Lancer can take the fall instead. Like if your hero is kind of a strict pacifist who doesn't kill, maybe your Lancer will step in and take out that really annoying bad guy. And of course, sometimes someone has to go fight the bad guy before the hero does, and they have to get their ass kicked, so when the hero wins later it'll seem much more impressive, and the character on fight the villain single-handedly and get their ass kicked duty is always the Lancer. That's the price of being the hero's right-hand guy. By the way, Lancers don't need to be one per group. We already touched on mutual Lancer relationships, but sometimes heroes will have two or more Lancers, or two different Lancers that foil off of them in different ways. Like one right-hand man who leads when the hero is absent, and one level-headed friend who helps them through the trickier character developments. Since Lancers are fundamentally just heroic foils, there's no hard limit on how many of them you can have or how they have to relate to one another. Netflix's Castlevania gave us a trio of heroes that somehow managed to be oops all Lancers, where the theoretical protagonist Trevor Belmont spends most of his time foiling off of his teammates, and none of them come across as unconditionally heroic. Most surprisingly, Lancers don't need to be exclusively heroic. When a Lancer is a Lancer to a villain instead, the technical term for this character is the Dragon. The Dragon has all the character versatility of the Lancer, but as a foil to a villain, they can end up a lot nastier. It's also not uncommon for the Lancer and the Dragon to have a personal nemesis rivalry. While the hero and the villain are duking it out in the foreground, the Lancer might be nursing a serious grudge against the Dragon in the background, because narrative parallels are fun and mirror matches are easy. It's also not uncommon for the hero-villain conflict to be kind of impersonal in greater scope, but the hero might have personal beef with the Dragon. Greater scope villains might not go in for small-scale, hands-on evil so much, much, but their right-hand dude can get up to all kinds of tragic backstory-inducing shenanigans that might make an enterprising hero and or lancer hold a serious grudge. Also, sometimes the heroes might not even know the dragon is a lancer to a bigger bad until the real villain shows up later. The dragon is also not unlikely to betray the villain, sometimes leading to them taking their place as main antagonist. But sometimes, during their villain betrayal, they end up breaking rank with the bad guys and turning good, or at least neutral. Just like all lancers, these guys exist to challenge their foils, and with villains, those challenges can get kinda stabby. Dragons and villains are also fairly likely to kill each other off in order to establish themselves as the sole credible threat. Sometimes you only really know a villain is bad news when they murk their own right-hand man in front of the good guys. Now, lancers have a lot of potential, as discussed, and the role they play in enriching the hero's character is only one facet of their narrative strengths. That said, there are a lot of pitfalls to writing a lancer, so let's talk about some of them. The biggest one is monotony. Opposition is very easy to write. A challenger lancer who just snarks at anything and everything the hero does will get boring like the third time they talk and just come across as needlessly dickish. Again, the lancer is a foil, not an opposite. They contrast each other, but they don't have to clash over everything. The level-headed tactician and the berserker warrior can still come up with battle plans that don't involve fighting each other. Then again, the inverse is also a problem. If a lancer gets along with the hero too well and doesn't challenge them, we don't get the benefits of their foil status. When two protagonists are foils to one another, their differences are just as important as their similarities. One of the lancer's jobs is to do or say what the hero can't or won't, to call them out, to rise to their defense, sometimes even to go behind their back for their own good. If the lancer never challenges them, or never acts beyond the parameters of what the hero would do, then we lose their primary benefit. While the hero may be the center of the story, and the lancer highlights their character, the lancer can't really do that effectively if we only see the lancer in that role. If all they do is back up the hero, we don't get a feel for their character, and we can't really appreciate their dynamic with the hero if it ends up sycophantic and one-sided. While the hero is, by necessity, more of a focal point than the lancer needs some time to shine on their own, too. They're not just a supporting character who's only relevant because of their relation to the hero. This is why so many lancers get arcs where they go off on their own, or deal with their personal arch-nemesis, or otherwise break rank to play out their own stories. If they don't get a chance to shine on their own, then all they end up doing is beefing up the hero. Watson may be Holmes's lancer, but while he is a pretty interesting character, he doesn't get to show it very often, spending most of his time politely confused while Holmes works stuff out. He's a genuine badass and a war hero in the original material, but because we so rarely see it, a lot of adaptions kind of rewrite him as a goofy, dumb sidekick, because that doesn't really change the role he plays in the story. If he'd gotten more chances to be his own character, then his general badassery would have been important to the story, and he wouldn't be reduced to dude who asks Holmes to explain himself every few minutes later on. If the Lancer doesn't get any attention on their own, they can wind up feeling like a non-entity, and their effectiveness at highlighting the hero also suffers as a result. Why should we care how the hero contrasts with this character if the character is bland or boring? They need a little spice on their own. In fact, how the Lancer develops alongside the hero can be one of the most interesting character dynamics in a story. The hero is unlikely to stay static throughout the story, and that means their dynamic with their foil is likely to change too. Sometimes the hero changes enough that their previous lancer kind of slides into a different dynamic with them, might even be replaced with a new lancer that more precisely contrasts their new characterization. Or maybe the lancer changes significantly on their own, and their dynamic changes as a result. An aggressive, contrarian lancer might mellow out and end up getting along with the hero a lot better. Apprentice lancers do this a lot, growing in maturity to eventually become more like an equal to the hero, changing their dynamic to a new form in the process. A good lancer pulls double duty. They're fun on their own, and they make the hero more interesting overall. So, lancers are very useful characters, often fan favorites due to their complexity and dynamic with the hero. They're easy to leave out of focus, though, and lose a lot of effectiveness if reduced to supporting character status, so it's important to give them enriching character arcs and let them grow and develop alongside the hero. So yeah,